Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So what I want to talk to you about today is drama. And it's a very strange thing because drama is addictive. Now you might be somebody who has things happen in your life, very dramatic things. You might observe other people that tend to have lives that are full of drama and chaos and craziness. The reason is that we have six human needs, and I've spoken about these in the past. I'll try and put a link down below in the show notes so that you can find the other episodes where I've spoken about it. But I've done rather a lot, so if I can't find it, you'll have to scroll through my other episodes to see if you can find it yourself. But the reason I'm talking about drama is because it can be quite destructive, because it doesn't create the basis for real connection, for trust, for stable, loving relationships. And the reason that we crave drama can be many. So the six human needs, I'm actually only going to focus on the four human needs because the other two are kind of a bit altruistic and they won't really sort of necessarily be the reason behind the drama. So the first one is the need for consistency. The need to wake up tomorrow and know that life is there to support you, that you have a home, that you can be fed, and that you have everything that you need to survive. Now, that one very rarely is linked to drama, as you can most likely imagine. But the next one, the need for variety, is definitely something that could be driving your need for drama. The thing with drama as well is, I'm jumping ahead of myself, so let's stick with the six human needs. So the need for variety. So if you have a particularly boring job or you have a life that is otherwise incredibly stable and predictable, you might find you need drama in your life to create variety, because otherwise it can be really dull and boring. And the drama adds excitement and dramatics to your otherwise very predictable life. The other two are a need to fit in. Having drama go on in your life is a reason to connect, to tell people about it, to gain sympathy, to gain understanding, to gain connection. So a reason, a need to belong, could also be behind your addiction to drama. And the other one is to stand out, the need to stand out. Again, this can also be a drive that initiates this addiction to drama, because you could have, having a dramatic life means that you are exciting, interesting, that things happen to you. And that could also be underlying this addiction to drama. And I keep on talking about addiction to drama because, yes, you might develop a way of being that creates drama to get one of those human needs met, but there is an addiction to it. And that addiction is the addiction to the excitement, to the adrenaline, to all the other sort of highs that go with the drama, even the fear and the anxiety. Once your body gets used to feeling that way, it can be quite a choice, quite a determined choice. You have to really stick to the choice to try and wean yourself off the drama. Now, once you know those six human needs, and yes, as I know, I've only mentioned four of them, once you know which need you are meeting by allowing drama into your life, encouraging drama in your life, you can then choose to find another way to get that need met. For instance, if you know you do it for variety, you can look at your life and say, okay, so how else can I gain variety in my life? What else can I do? Can I challenge myself in a positive way that would make my life interesting and exciting? In regards to a need to belong, maybe what you can do is look for ways to belong and connect with people that don't involve drama. And the need to stand out, again, looking for ways in your life to stand out and make yourself feel valuable to yourself, to make yourself feel worthwhile, unique, interesting, that don't involve drama. And the reason that drama is not necessarily a great way to go about things is because it's slightly chaotic. It involves charged emotions and upset people, and it's not exactly the healthiest way to live your life. As I said in the beginning, it doesn't really sort of epitomize stable, loving, connected, conscious relationships. It tends to epitomize the opposite, sort of chaos, highly charged emotions, things said that maybe hurt other people, and that kind of thing. And as I said before, if you decide, for instance, if you have a dramatic life and you decide that you don't want the drama in your life anymore, then identifying which human need you are fulfilling through creating the drama is a great way to start. But it's also to tamper down the dramatization of the drama. So a drama isn't a drama unless you hype it up and make it dramatic, hence the word drama. It sort of, you know, brings to mind sort of standing on a stage and overacting and being dramatic. So if something happens in your life, you have a choice. You can either tell everyone, you can dramatize it, make it sound more exciting and more than it actually is, or you can choose to be quiet about it. You might need to share it with a couple of people, those closest to you, but when you share it, don't share the emotions and the excitement of it, just state the facts. So you take all the drama and the angst and the heightened emotions out of the situation and you state the facts. X, Y, and Z happen and I feel. And then you can ask for input. But it's about taking action on what is going on rather than building it up and sharing it and spreading it and making it almost contagious so that it affects other people's lives. Because I think that's something that I haven't touched on, is that drama isn't drama unless other people are involved. So it's not just about things happening in your life. It's about involving people in the things that are happening in your life that creates that drama. And those people might not necessarily want to be involved in those things. Maybe they do. Maybe they also crave the drama to fulfill a human need that they didn't know that they were filling. But anyway, drama generally is quite destructive. It can be hurtful to people. As I said, there's a craziness around drama. So I hope I've given you a few things. If you don't tend to have a particularly dramatic life, but you notice somebody else does, and they try to involve you in their drama, then again, it's about downplaying the drama. One of the things you can ask somebody who tends to be quite dramatic and tends to want to involve you in their drama is a wonderful question. It takes all the air out of everything and all the craziness. And it's very simply, so what are you going to do about it then? Or what do you want to do about it? Because it gets them to then think about actions instead of the story around what has happened and the opinions. And they might avoid what you're asking because they don't really want to look at the actions. They want to be in the drama of it and suck everyone in. So hold firm and ask again, okay, I understand what you're saying, and what are you going to do about it? And you ask it either until they get sick and tired of you asking it and walk away, in which case they take their drama with you, or they sit down and they think about what they're going to actually do about it. But you've pulled them out of the story, out of the opinions and the noise and the craziness, and you've pulled them down into reality. And it'll change the direction of the interaction you have with them. So whether you are a dramatic person who has a lot of drama going on in their life, or whether you tend to get sucked into drama or have occasionally got sucked into other people's dramas, I hope I've given you a couple of things that could help you along the way. As usual, as I've mentioned already, there's loads of links in the show notes below. I'll try and find one of my previous episodes in regards to the 6 human needs. It was Tony Robbins that I take these 6 human needs off. There are many other people who do the same kind of thing with different human needs, but these are the ones I know best. So I'll put a link to his stuff down there as well. And there's a link to my website and to my social media. So if you want to connect with me, and if you're interested in coaching or team coaching, then please get in contact. Have a stunning week ahead. Loads of love. from me to you.